union representing the retail and fast food sector says its workers are being put in harm's way because non-essential businesses are remaining open in New South Wales. It says employees are scared of getting sick but can't afford to say no to shifts. The state government is being urged to take further action. Josh Cullinan is the secretary of the Retail and Fast Food Workers Union.
Well, particularly in southwest Sydney, they're very concerned. In fact, they're scared about what's going on and the fact that so many retail outlets, which are not essential, are still open and still trading, and they're required to turn up to work and be put in harm's way.
What sort of outlets are you talking about?
Well, in Sydney, it's a little bit different to other parts of the country, but in Sydney, we're still seeing very many outlets, even retailers that are able to move to entirely online orders, they're not doing that. They're continuing to trade. They're continuing to make a decision that their business, in their mind, is essential and putting these young workers in harm's way.
What do you think about that?
Oh, we're grossly disappointed. The reality is that a genuine lockdown, which actually hits this virus, there's a whole range of steps that we saw last year needed to be implemented in Victoria to be able to stop the virus. Now we've got the Delta variant. We're just grossly disappointed that the state and federal governments in New South Wales are just not taking it seriously.
What sort of scenarios are you seeing? Are these whole stores that are open or parts of stores that are sectioned off? What's happening?
Well, it depends on the circumstances. So, for example, we've got workers having to deal with customers browsing through shops rather than being stopped altogether. And that's what needs to happen. In these kinds of workplaces, we know that the best way and the safest way to deal with it is to keep workers employed or provide them paid pandemic leave. But otherwise, the shop needs to go to genuine online only.
How vulnerable are some of these workers, especially the younger workers who are casual?
Well, we know that very many of these young workers have vulnerabilities, either themselves or their family. They're petrified of bringing home the virus and potentially impacting on their family members. Casual workers have no choice when they're putting a roof over their head or food on their table, including of their own children. Some of the older workers, they have no choice. They have to turn up to these shifts. It is not good enough to blame these workers, to dictate to them that it's their responsibility, to have gotten a vaccine before now when so many are just not eligible or haven't been eligible. The reality is that bosses need to be told, these shops need to be told that they need to shut until this is under control.
The death, which was reported yesterday, of a 27-year-old young man in Sydney, how much of a shock has that been, particularly to some young workers?
It's just a massive shock because these workers know that they're being more and more not only put in harm's way, but being the ones that are actually infected. And it's grossly disappointing that not enough is being done. You know, we send our condolences, and all workers send their condolences to the family of that worker, but workers know that this is a serious and deadly pandemic. They only have to turn on the TV and look what's happening overseas to know how serious this is. They've always known that. The reality is that they don't have a choice. If they want to put food on the table and a roof over their head, they have to work.
That's Josh Cullinan from the Retail and Fast Food Workers Union. The National Retailers Association says it's called on federal and state governments to prioritise the vaccination of retail workers and to specify what exactly is essential retail. That's so employers can legally stand down their workers and ensure they get access to JobSaver. Here's CEO Dominique Lamb.
The retailers themselves have put in place a number of precautions in terms of hygiene and protocols, including social distancing, shields. They've also put up protections in terms of barriers between them and consumers. They're doing deep cleans every evening. You know, we have been working with the federal government to get those priority vaccinations for frontline workers.
That's CEO of the National Retailers Association, Dominique Lamb.